Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alfied Roth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. Hatfield scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strickland fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fied Roth hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila strikes out. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Ginsburg to second, and Mitchell is out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfied Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0-for-1 in the game. Feed Roth hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fiedroff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groth bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Newhouser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to third for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Mickey Harris now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris throws to second for one, and Strickland throws to first, and Easter drops the ball. Groth moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mapes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mapes. Avila reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Madison now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Easter moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone is hit by the pitch. Strickland moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland scores. Boone moves to third. It's 8-6, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Al Fiedroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiedroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiedroth hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Dave Madison. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Lou Brissy now pitching. Don Callaway pinch hits for Johnny Pesky. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 10-8, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman now pitching. Neil Berry now playing shortstop. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Cliff Mapes. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 0 for 3 in the game. Feed Roth hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing right field. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-8, Tigers. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Delsing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fedorov scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Easter strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.